Okay, this is a satin doll as if it had been played by a weather report. That's what this is.
Oh, now I'm...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny you said Weather Report, because I've been playing Frank Mills.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe he, you know, Music Box Dancer, I think, took off as part of an evening newscast.
Oh.
Because it came out in 74, and it didn't do anything until, like, 78 or 9.
Oh, huh.
And I want to say some Nashville station was using it for the newscast. So.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
By the way, Jacob and Mike just wrote to say they would not be here, which I kind of figured at this point. But,
yeah.
It was very courteous of
good
them.
Good thing
to,
we didn't wait up.
To, they said, pass it on to you, and I figure you're good at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's because it's 10:31, I need to do the station ID. So this is WFT. I mean, I've been doing it, but I'm supposed to at the bottom of the hour. WFT Champaign 90.1 FM. And I would say thanks to Jacob and Mike for ordinarily being... you know, I glue that holds the show together, or Mike actually does the show. And tonight, Bill filling in, and Jason. And now that we've established, I can say Jason's name, and he won't be self-conscious.
He's not on the lam or anything.
Right, right. So the dance party seems to have dissipated, but
okay.
Nice. I'm enjoying it, and again, all the feedback I've heard is good, so... You want to tell any more about what you do, or I guess you kind of described it, but
okay, yeah. For the music geeks, music software geeks, I can explain somewhat of what's going on. What I do is I on some songs I play the background track in at the beginning using a regular keyboard, but on other songs I have a pre-recorded backing track that's got the piano, bass, and drums. But the horn sounds I'm playing on this instrument. Called the Hocken Continuum, which was invented by a friend of mine at the ECE department at U of I, named Lippold Hocken. So it's sort of a keyboard, but it's continuous. So you can, it's a sort of squishy surface, and you can, if it senses how hard you're pressing, and whether you're pressing farther away or close, and also side-to-side position so that you can... do a vibrato, so it's a lot more like playing a horn.
Just so I'm clear, then, is that the only one?
Oh, no. I think he's made about 700 of them by now. He's been selling them commercially since 2004, and so there's a lot of them out there.
Is this his primary business, then?
No.
Okay.
He breaks even on that. Well, he's a professor in the ECE department and teaches electronic music and advanced projects lab classes.
I'm thinking even if there are 700, that's there probably aren't a lot of professional performers using them out there.
There are some.
You couldn't just go to, say, Laramie and expect to have competing people see play that.
No.
You'd have to do your homework or get lucky.
I used to play in a rock and roll band, and so we would always make a joke about, you know, if there's more than one band playing, they'll say, oh, I'll just use the other band's drums, you know, like, I'd say, I'll use the other guy's continuum.
Good luck with that.
It never happened.
I think even the other guy's theremin is probably no guarantee.
Yeah.
The other guy's continuum, you said?
The continuum, yeah. So I've been figuring out how to do horn, like the horn harmony that you're hearing is some stuff that I programmed in, there's a software called Reactor, which is like a synthesizer construction kit, and so I built this thing in there which will, you play one note and it'll put harmony underneath it, like a big band arrangement.
I think I mistook it for the doorbell just now.
Oh.
Either that or somebody's really at the door and I'm ignoring them.
Oh, yeah, I think there is somebody at the door.
Oh, well then, that would be useful. Yeah, it's kind of like in the second hour, the only time somebody will call is right after I go on the air. So then I... Okay, nobody there. They either... Maybe trick-or-treaters that,
that
got
me
tired of waiting. So anyway, well, you have a whole other half hour, and obviously, you know, if you're mid-song or something, or if you have an encore, we're not going to cut you off right mid-song or anything. So just keep me abreast of... let me know before you go into the last one so that I have something ready. But I'm just going to enjoy it. And do you want me to come back and talk before?
Yeah, maybe once. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we'll talk two more times, I guess.
Okay. It works for me.
And yeah, this is WFT with Mark Smart.